Hello and welcome to Universal Energy Radio's Everyday Alchemy with Pam Rennie and Anna B. Just wanted to say, wow, Pam, you and I have not been live on the air in a couple of weeks. So
I know.
Getting our land legs back here from everything that's been going on. It's just been sort of a whirlwind.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, hello. Welcome. It has been lots of transformations. I've missed this time. I really have.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot to catch up on. So
I think we're already in the month of April.
Mm-hmm.
So
March.
We've passed through the first quarter of the year, yeah.
Yeah, we have. March just was like a blink of the eye. And April, wow. You know, I did a Q&A call this morning, and I was so in awe that here we are in Georgia. It really is, finally, it looks like spring. Pollen is everywhere. So we've got yellow dust all over the cars. Flowers are up, and it's been warm, which has been delightful. And I bring up the Q&A because we have people from around the globe. So people in a different hemisphere, and they're beginning their winter, and I just found that really, really fun. And it's getting cold early to them, and I thought, well, what will their winter bring? Because we know we went through a pretty intense time.
Mm-hmm. Very different.
Yeah. In April, what will April bring? Planetary-wise and astrology-wise, there's a lot lined up this month, and really since the beginning of the year, there have been a lot of predictions circulating, and you don't really hear me talking much about predictions. I've got my favorite astrologer that I tune into, and I love her in particular because she's practical, she's down-to-earth, she's funny, and she talks about the positive side of some of the astrological possibilities, not just the, oh my gosh, side. And I like that. But before I jump into that, Anna, what's new? What have you been noticing?
It's been a really nice shift into, I feel like I've been waking up from hibernation, which is always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, just, you know, everything just seems to be coming alive. Everything around me, there are a lot of changes that are happening. I've been very blessed to be able to facilitate some beautiful conversations with people. And today I did a little marketing and business workshop at my studio, and that was nice to connect with folks who not just want to know how do we, you know, get our business going, but it really is about the creative process. And that is amazing to have those conversations because the creative so many of us have been trained early on that it's, you know, get the job, you got to make the money, do all the things that you need to do, pay the bill. And this is a really nice, it was a really nice change because it's really focused on creativity, how people want to express themselves, and not just from the idea of how do I make money doing this, but how do I express myself, connect with other people, co-create with other people too, so that we're all, you know, being creative together. So to me, it was a much different feel to this particular workshop than not saying that it was kind of like that in the past, but the, you know, usually I do a nuts and bolts marketing type workshop, and it's really it almost borders on overwhelm,
mm-hmm.
according to the students, because it's a lot of information. There's just a lot of information. But the reason that I like to give people a lot of information is it gives them choice. And
absolutely.
That, to me, you don't have to do all of this. You just pick what you feel that you are ready to do and step into that. I do have some things that I suggest, and then I just have lots of ways that you can do any one thing. But, yeah, it's been a really non-pushy sort of feeling that I've been getting, and maybe that's just because that's how I want to create my world now. I just want to be in a space of helping other people, co-creating together. And I think what's interesting, and I was telling you before the show, is that I have been on the air for like 5 times a week for almost 2 months because my cousin was out of the country, and she came back, and I have not done a full solid radio show in about a week. And so that was it was almost like a little mini vacation. Not that I don't enjoy this, but it was very unusual. I did some behind the scenes technical stuff with some folks, and just really not feeling like, okay, you got to go and just, and again, this is not, I love doing the radio show, so it's not even like I have to push myself to do it. And at the same time, it's like, all right, just go and do something creative. It doesn't have to be talked about. It doesn't have to be experienced by more than, you know, one or two people, yourself, and then whoever's working or co-creating with you. That's been really cool because they're the people that I'm co-creating with. But it's really a cool space to be in. It's kind of like, you know, I'm joking around with myself. It's like, almost like I said, you know, oh, just be quiet and go do something fun. You know, it's like
nice.
That sort of feeling. Yeah.
I love that.
It's been easy. Really easy.
You know, you really, and maybe you didn't consciously plan it, but it sounds like you did. But you took a pause, and those pauses are so purposeful. Mm-hmm. We need the downtime, and it may not have been a full downtime. It might have been just like you say, a shift of direction. And excellent, good for you. I like that, and I really like where you talked about no push, because.
Right.
Jim Self of Master in Alchemy does a planetary update on the first of every month, and I invite you to check that out. Now, those of you listening, now or later, it's up all month long, and they're becoming more and more interesting. So you'll find that on masteringalchemy.com, and if you go to What's New, you'll find the April planetary update. You can also find it on YouTube. And I'm bringing that up in particular because he talked about this month, and he talked about the push. He talked about some of the changes that are possibly going on. I mean, he gave a really in-depth talking about world politics, world finances, that I'm not, I don't have the lingo enough right now to re-explain all of that, but do listen. But what really got my attention, where he talked about the chakras. He talked about this shift that we're going through. We know it's purposeful. And change, while can look frightening or scary, the things that are changing, we want them to change. But the push and the shove and the control and the domination, he says that's like the third chakra taking, you know, control of. And he said, notice your solar plexus area. Are you feeling a lot of tension, restriction? Then that's kind of a signal, if you will, that you might be pushing against. And that's something really important to be aware of, because what you're talking about describing, Anna, is exactly what we're really all longing to go, and that's just being in the flow, in the creative place. So amazing update. Talked about all of the chakras and how, you know, how, well, since the fall of consciousness, they really change. They're broken. And the first chakra really originally, and for those of you who aren't super familiar, the chakras are energy power centers. They are housed in the etheric body, and they attach at the physical body to glands. And they are energy power centers, and each one has a distinct purpose. And the first one, at the fall of consciousness, became kind of about our survival, when it was really intended to be about well-being. So this month in particular, it's a really good time to notice yourself around your third chakra. What does it feel like? Is it tight? Is it in restriction? And maybe look at where you're pushing yourself in your life and where you could really be more aligned, not in a push, but like what Anna just, you just set the whole stage for that, Anna.
I think is interesting that you said that, and I've been, it hasn't been happening every day, but I said this actually to one of the young ladies that is a friend of mine who was taking the class today before everybody else came in, and I said, I've been having these interesting mornings where I wake up and I feel something in my third chakra, and it doesn't feel so fantastic. And what's interesting is that's coming out of my sleep. It's almost like I often think of it as, you know, when I go to sleep, I go to source, and so I'm giving, allowing my human body to rest. And source, there is no sleep, so I just feel like I'm there, and coming back into my body has been, there's been some contrast there. So it's shifting that contrast for myself,
mm-hmm.
and being able to go throughout the day in that peaceful mode. And it doesn't last long. I mean, it's just, it's almost like a waking up, like almost a, oh my gosh, I'm here. I'm back here. You know,
mm-hmm.
And then it's a realization of it's okay. You know, how do you intend your day? What do you appreciate? You know, I do my appreciate, my celebrate, meditate. So as I go into that practice, things shift and change. And certainly I don't feel that heaviness or whatever that's in my third chakra. And it doesn't happen every day. It's every once in a while. It just has surprised me lately. And I'm thinking that is, you know, something is still shifting. I'm releasing things and letting things go. So it could
mm-hmm.
be all of that. And,
well,
of
can
course,
I...
checking in with my grounding cord. And, yes, but please interject, because I would love some insight on that.
Yeah. Well, there's lots of possibilities, but one that particularly jumps to my mind is, you know, when we go to sleep, we pass through different layers as we leave the body. And when I do particularly love the practice of collecting myself up with a rose, and we've used the rose tool a few times, right? So collect myself up, and also use the rose tool to clear my space and to clear out my day and to complete my day, because any place where I've got an irritation or an upset, and I don't have to be thinking about it when I go to sleep, but what happens is when we leave and then when we come back into the body, it's like we go through those astro and the etheric and all those, mainly the astro field coming back in. There's that layer of thought that surrounds the world, Earth, and we go through it when we come back into the body, and it's that layer where every thought goes. So wherever in our field, if you will, where we've got some of those thoughts, it's like a magnet, so we grab a hold. And so we come back into the body, and sometimes it can be, I remember helping my daughter at one time when she was really, it was like bumpy coming back into the body. She's like, I don't understand it, but when I wake up, this thing happens, and it was her transition back in. So we grab a hold of a little bit more, and it just comes into awareness when we wake up, and it's kind of like, ah, yeah, you've got some tension here, and you're waking up with it, so it can kind of look at you in the face and go, here I am. Does that make sense?
Oh, true. Yes. Yes. And I like
so,
the idea of using a rose. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So real simple, really. Nothing to figure out. Nothing's broken. But what an aha to when you go to bed. And let's do this right now, because I've sort of lost track for what tools we've shared and what tools. I know we did a grounding cord. Sorry, that wasn't. Did we do it? Never mind. I've lost reference.
Yeah,
for...
we've done both. And for those who are interested, I did put, if you go to universalenergyradio.com, that very first post is actually a recording of the show that has the grounding cord, and I will
mm-hmm.
find the rose tool one, unless you're going to do it again, and we can post that one on there as well so people can get the tools.
The ones that I'm talking about, the ones I'm going to talk about right now are on my website under energy tools.
Oh, good.
So I'll send you the link.
Yep.
And you can go to my website.
Yeah. The website is pamrennie.com, PAMRENNIE.com. So
thank you, Anna.
Put that in there. You're welcome, Pam.
So let me run through this. And I think it's a fun, it was a fun conversation that I did that I recorded for the purpose of this particular tool. But thanks for bringing this up, because this is what it's all about. It's just collecting yourself up. And what does that mean? Well, we go throughout the day and we kind of leave our energy imprint places. And we don't really mean to do that, but it's just part of our nature. And so what does this mean to collect ourselves up? Let me walk you through this. So we really are all creators, and we do this all of the time. So I'm just pointing you to something that you already know how to do, but I want you to, right now, remember a rose. And you might be thinking, why a rose? We use the tool of a rose, which has been designed and programmed and used for eons of time as a very powerful energy tool. And that is because it holds the highest frequency of any living thing on the planet. And what does that mean? Well, guess what? When I create a rose, and when I create it, it's real. Am I physically holding it? No, but I've created its image and its frequency and vibration in that image. And so it's literally like a magnet. It draws things away from and to. So when I create a rose, and you do that right outside of your, about 18 inches, that's where you go to daydream. That's where you have a reading screen. So that's where you're going to kind of place that rose. Mine's red, long stem, no thorns, two green leaves, and it's just starting to open. So see your rose. See as much detail as you like. Can be any color. Now, the rose knows what to do, but you simply give it the command to collect you up from all the places you've left yourself today. Let it do its work. And you don't have to figure anything out, but you suddenly will remember, oh yeah, I was at the grocery store, and I was sitting at a traffic light, and it felt like it was red forever. You'll have little things pop into your mind. So are you noticing anything, Anna?
Yes.
You muted, didn't you? Sorry.
I did.
Okay. And there's, again, it's simple, it's easy. And I usually know I'm complete when I feel the desire to take a deep breath or I yawn, which here comes a yawn. And that signals to me the rose is complete. You'll see it doesn't take a long time. And you don't have to know every single place. It's just not necessary. What I do, and here's the beautiful thing, is the rose neutralizes your energy. So you're not coming back with maybe that irritation that you might have felt sitting in that red light or anything else. It's coming back neutral, neutralized energy. So take and tap that rose right at the top of your head on the crown and let all of you come back into your space. And then take a breath. And now you explode that rose into a million particles of white light. That part is purposeful. Some people go, I don't know, I don't want to destroy the rose. You're really giving back. All of the energy is neutralized, and it simply goes back to the field of possibilities for new energy. So take a breath. And that's how you collect yourself up. I highly recommend you do that at the end of each day. You can do it throughout the day, too, but it's really effective for the end of the day where you're just bringing all of your energy back. Now, the other piece that's really important is, in addition to that, is people have left their energy imprint on you. Have you ever had that happen where you think of someone and all of a sudden they call you? Well, we've all experienced that, right? Well, they had their attention point on you, and we're all connected. So this helps you take all of that imprint, all of that energy, and all of those attention points off your space, which is important because we want to be whole and complete within ourselves. Now, the beautiful thing is all of the energy is neutralized, and you're sending them back a portion of their energy. So that's pretty cool. So let's do that right now. So create that next rose. And just command that rose to collect you up from all the it's been a busy day. I'm present. So command this rose to take everyone's energy and attention point off your space. Here comes a big yawn. And now explode that rose. Very good. So now you've done two really purposeful things. You've collected you up. You've cleared your space, taken everyone's energy and attention off. And now you might want to look at the day. The easiest thing, and I find to be the most effective, is to set your energy to go to sleep. Some people have a really big routine. I take a look at my grounding cord and I command it again to come to present time. And then that's one way to also let all that electromagnetic energy go off. I find the most effective thing to ensure that I have a pretty darn good sleep is I bring in the energy, the frequency of gratitude. That holds such a high frequency that when you go through that astral plane, you're not likely to get anything sticky on you at all. You kind of just zip right through it and wake up in a good space. You also can notice that if you've had some irritations or some upsets, you can put that right in a rose. Let's say there was an argument, okay? You can literally call that particular person's energy off your space. You can get unique and particular there, okay, with that rose. And you can call the energy of the argument and take that rose after it's collected up and even toss it down your grounding cord. So keep it simple. I'm giving you lots of options. Let's try the simplest one is just to bring that feeling of gratitude in and vibrate in gratitude before you go to sleep. And chances are good you'll wake up feeling refreshed, good, and not waking up in that tension in your space. So take another breath. Here comes a yawn. Oh, that was a good one. Okay. So there you go. Some more energy tools to assist you. Give it a try and let me know how that works for you. So
yeah,
try that, Anna, for the next...
Yeah.
Huh?
Do intention setting, and sometimes, you know, that doesn't necessarily happen, or I'm going to sleep with a thought of a how-to, because that's a lot, you know, I figure out a lot of things when I'm asleep, and often I wake up with the answer, so maybe it's, that's been going on, because there's been a lot of shifting and changing, so thank you for that, that's great, I'll certainly keep you posted with the changes.
Yeah. Excellent. Do that. That's a big one. It's important. It's really important. So, yeah.
Especially if you're not, if it's something that's not every day, and I question it, because if I wake up and I'm feeling fine, but it's, you know, that just this heaviness there, my third chakra, it's like, what's going, you know, it's obviously something enough for me to be aware that it doesn't feel very good. So that's the interesting part. So I love that. Certainly going to use the rose tool and use it in so many different ways.
You know, and sometimes it's a matter of, it doesn't have to be complicated. We don't have to, I'm all for, sometimes there's an important message and something to take notice of. But, you know, the other part is, it might not have even been your energy. It might have been someone else's upset, and it just was in your space, and so there's a pretty big importance just to let it go, and in the letting go of it, you don't have it there, and you're not attached to it.
You know, it just dawned on me this week was fairly interesting. My sister's biological father passed away, and I've been, obviously sending her love and light and really feeling for what I consider my extended family in California. And it's been, and I had the opportunity to actually meet him once and meet her. She has six other brothers and sisters. It's a pretty large family. So he loves that my father raised her, and shout out to my dad because I know he's listening to the show. And he, that he's Filipino and that my sister was raised in that culture as well. And so her father expressed to me that he was very appreciative that she was raised in a culture, the same culture. And so the times that I had an opportunity to talk to him and his family, they were just so, so appreciative and thankful and wonderful, wonderful people. So it just dawned on me. I didn't even think about maybe that being the possibility of me holding some energy for my sister and what's going on with, you know, that part of her family too. So
heavens, yes.
Yeah. So
and
I'm like, wow.
That's a fascinating thing because how many times, all of you listening, have suddenly you're going about your day and you feel, well, my daughter texted me this morning, so this is the same kind of thing, and all of a sudden she goes, I feel blue for no good reason whatsoever, and it was like, is it yours? That's my other question that I'll ask a lot other than, what do you notice? Is it yours? Because usually you'll go, no, it's not. So you remember when we did the rose before to define your space? That's one way to keep others' energy out of your space. But why sometimes does it get by the rose? And that's where the law of attraction comes in. It gets by the rose because I'm going to use my daughter as an example. Something probably knocked her a little bit out of her space where she's got some sad inner space, some feeling blue. And there's that law of attraction. So she kind of dropped down for a moment, probably not even consciously. And so the law of attraction says, oh, wow, she's wanting some blue today, some sadness. So here you go. It's not hers, but she matched the energy of whatever bandwidth she could simply have walked through. Or, you know, even that person that had their attention on her might have been feeling sad. Amazing, right?
Yes, that's a great example of how the fact that law of attraction does work all the time. So
yeah,
being aware of how you feel and being aware of your vibration and what you are allowing in your space and not allowing in your space is so important. And knowing that, you know, when it comes to people leaving their physical bodies, I have such a different perspective on that now that I don't really necessarily think of it as sad, and especially not for myself, but at the same time, if I'm connecting, you know, it just really is hitting me. It's like, wow, because I know connecting with my sister's energy, and I don't even think that we even really chatted about it. I think we were texting, and we haven't really had a conversation about it at all. So just feeling like getting into that space with her, not even in having a human, you know, having a voice-to-voice conversation, but just feeling for her so intensely that, because one of the things that I said was, this is a place where, you know, we, you know, I feel very fortunate. I mean, we still have, you know, my dad's still present in here in his physical body. And so I embrace that as much as actually I'm leaving tomorrow to do a 24, I call him a, go run and hug your dad and come home, a 24-hour trip with my brother. We're taking off in the morning, heading south, and then we're going to have dinner with our dad, then come back on Monday. So it's just a really quick trip. And it's like to be able to, we tried to get our sister to go, but she's got to actually, she's flying out, you know, she's leaving to go to California. So all these things are happening. So it's this whirlwind of, in the month of April, you know, would have been our parents' wedding anniversary. I mean, all these things are coming up, all these emotions are coming up. And so I can see how having all that around, that swirling energy around of kind of the whole, you want to put the words bittersweet on there, and you know, knowing that this is the time that we would celebrate, and I and, you know, reminiscing about being a kid and trying to bake them a cake, and it totally is, you know, not even symmetrical, and you know, all those things, all those memories come up of what you tried to do. So so perhaps that, it's like, yeah, of course, that's all happening. There's all this stuff that's going on. And even though maybe I'm not very conscious of it, it's just been something that we sort of walked through having the added energy of Frank passing, leaving the physical. So that's like, whew, big whirlwind there. So,
yeah, it's a lot.
It's interesting. Yeah, it is a lot.
And so not that this is about, and this isn't about having to look for things to fix, but it's about noticing yourself. And, you know, we're humans. We are going to go through a mourning period. We're going to have those bittersweet experiences. I think the key is we also notice that there are cycles in even the mourning process. And when we're complete, it's an opportunity to really be complete and not hold the old energy in our space. And like when, you know, when a picture pops up, an old experience or, you know, something that we think we've let go of, doesn't have to be a complicated thing to release it. It can be as simple as, oh, okay, the key is don't fall back into the emotion of it. Notice it. Mm-hmm. Call a rose up. Put it in the rose and explode it. Oh, you're here to leave. Okay, great, thanks. Now, with some practice, that gets easy to do. Will you do it every time? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But you'll have a tool, and you'll know the key is when you go into the emotion of it, there's that magnetics that gets stronger and deeper, you know. So, yeah. And this is a huge month. We've got, I think it's a full Astro Awakenings is my favorite astrologer that I talked about, and I want to mention this month. Okay, it's a total lunar eclipse on the 15th, a cardinal grand cross, a solar eclipse, and whatever else. So stuff is being stirred up purposely this week, and those are times, it's not always the day of, it leads up to it. And Sarah Varkas, that's the astrologer, she says it's really almost like giving birth. Not everyone's given birth, but you know the process, and you've heard stories and so on. So it's a good time to look at the tools that we've shared, to notice your grounding cord, to use that grounding cord, to use the rose tool, so that when you navigate this month, because this really is about navigating and going through the experience, and how do you want to choose? I want it to be, like you described earlier, Anna, kind of just creative and in that flow, and there's no push. It's just an allowing. It's an energy of, this is interesting. What do I want to create? What do I want to be? How do I want to hold my attention and energy? So use those tools to experience yourself and do so this month with some ease. That's my invitation.
I love that. I used to say my mantra was ease and grace, but that has been things where there's really I felt not so easy and not so graceful, so I would affirm ease and grace just to get it.
That's right.
But now it just seems like that is that's kind of where I guess made that decision to be, if you want to put it that way. And you know, I was facilitating a class last Sunday, and it was, you know, the biggest thing I said, I think, that hit everybody was, I am where I am, and it's okay. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, that's a big aha. It's like, why do we push against it when
good
this
question.
Is where we are? You know, why do we resist it when you are in this moment? And one thing I sat there and I said, in this moment right here, all of those stories and all of the things that you feel like you have to bring with you, I said, does it affect you right now? And they're all like, no. So you don't have to bring it with you. You don't have to take anything with you. You just show up. And that is so powerful, to let that baggage go. Let the luggage go. Let the story go. You don't need to continue to bring it with you. Because really, who is it affecting in this moment? The only person that it's affecting is you. Because you're holding on to it. You're keeping it in your present time. You're keeping it in your now. And what if you let go and you just allow that story to dissipate, and then tomorrow you woke up without that story? How are you going to be in the world? Who are you going to be in the world?
I love it,
Anna. And it was big. One woman was like, after the thing, she said, I'm so glad I came, because she said, I have no idea how I found this. And she said, I literally was about to turn around and go home because I was talking myself out of it. She said, but I'm so glad I just came. And I said, this is just a conversation. The most important thing that we all have to understand is, first and foremost, the conversation that we have with ourselves is so powerful. It is so big. And what are you saying to yourself? How are you being with yourself? And how does what you say affect first you and then other people? So there, it's so some of the things that we don't think about doing on a daily basis. How many people yell in traffic? And that was one of the big ones I brought up too. I said, you're yelling at the other drivers and the other cars in traffic, but yet
I know
who's listening
so productive,
who's listening,
right?
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
So there was a lot of a head nodding and shaking, you know, and I said, I would like everybody to, I'd love for everybody to share an appreciation at this moment. You know, I did about an hour and a half little workshop and then we had tea, but it was like, you know, everybody share an appreciation, and some did and some didn't. It's okay. It's like, you don't have to say it out loud. I want you to think in your head. I want you to see something right now visually in your head. I want you to feel something, appreciate something right now. So if you want to share it, share it. If not, and some shared and some didn't, and it was okay. And it's like, it was just wonderful, beautiful energy. And that's really all I want to do is I want to raise vibration. First for myself and then for everybody else. And when I can do that, done good, you know.
That's key. We've got to start with ourselves. And that's you know, and we've heard, and I can hear it right now, we're talking about self-talk and people, yeah, okay. But how is your self-talk? And most, you know, you bring up so many valid points, and really the yelling in traffic is a good one. Who's that affecting you? And also, how are you talking about yourself and to yourself? One of the things we do so commonly in alchemy is constantly hear our teacher say, I like me. And to tell us to say, I like me. And I'll never forget when I was in the workshop of Level 1 Live, and he said, turn to the person next to you and say, I like me. And it was like, seriously? I mean, that felt so foreign, you know? I'm supposed to tell this person? Luckily for me, it was my husband, so I was like, I like me? And he was like, I like you too. And I'm like, no, really? So we laughed. But it was really foreign because don't we usually grow up with not having that concept of really liking ourselves?
Yes. And that's what I said, and I have an assignment for you all when you go home. I want you to go look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself you love yourself. I said, wink, nod, whatever you have to do. And I said, keep doing it until you can giggle at yourself, laugh at yourself, smile at yourself. You know, and I said, that is a tough for so many people. That's like one of the first assignments I give people who come to work with me. It's like, you want to shift some things. You've got to shift it within. It's not going to happen outside. The answers are not outside of you.
Mm-mm.
You can use that as a jumping off point. And the answers are all inside of you. Everything is inside of you.
Everything you need.
Everything you need.
And, you know, we haven't known that. We've been looking outside of ourselves and looking and looking and going to and asking and searching. And, you know, it's not that we haven't most of the time consciously known the answers are there within us, but also we've been so much in motion outside of ourselves, not present in our body, not grounded, mm-hmm. not centered, not present, that we haven't known what it's felt like to be still. The other piece is because we've been, when I mean outside of our body, I mean, how many of you experience that feeling of, I'm scattered, I can't even think straight right now? That's no judgment. We've all been there, but that's an example of not being grounded, not being present in the body. Literally, the spirit's outside of ourselves, and it's the coming back part, you know, in our aura, in our energy field, where we've held those upsets, where we've held on to them. It's not in the heart that feels bad. It's the getting back there. But when we have the tools and when we can be grounded and learn to be still, that's where the magic happens.
And that's interesting that you say that, because it was... I do, obviously, a lot of my thoughts, my intentions on my spiritual practice and stuff early in the morning. And there was a particular morning last week that just in that waking up process, there certainly was no heaviness at all. And it was an absolute love and appreciation that was coming through for just being here. And so I didn't want to move because I said, this, I don't want to move from this place right now because I don't want to disrupt whatever this energy is that's running through me and where these feelings are that are going. I was just perfectly still, but just feeling this elation and this absolute love. And I thought, this, yeah, this is, you know, how people say, you know, if you've got some not so wonderful things happening in this moment, remember that time when, you know, and you try to remember a beautiful vacation or something that you did.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, this is what I want to remember, right? You know, this beautiful feeling of absolute love and surety and adoration for just being here. And I thought, that's a cool place to be.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Nothing has to happen. You know, nothing had happened. I had really just, you know, one eye open. But just having this sense of this energy of just wonderment and love going through, and I was like, wow, this is, and I'm not doing anything. I'm just lying here. This is really cool. Just being in this place. It was, you know, you're kind of floating on a cloud, but you're not on a cloud. But
you're right there.
Really, you're right there.
I love that.
And you're just present in that. Yeah.
Here comes the yawn. Oh, because the thing is, that really is you. That's you being in your space. And because of how you're vibrating, oh, let's go there right now. You want to?
Yes.
Let's do this balancing exercise that Archangel Gabriel really is the one that brought this forward. It's amazing, and it's really simple. And it goes like this. So see yourself grounded. Notice your grounding cord. And if you don't have wood, or you don't think you have one because you haven't learned that exercise, just intend you're very grounded and right here in this present moment, right here. Take a breath. And all we do is simply breathe in the love, and it's the element of love, the energy of love, the true love from source, not the emotion, not the hearts and flowers, but it is the element of love. And breathe that right into your heart center. And breathe out the love. And just do some rhythmic breath, breathing in the love and breathing out the love. And just continue that pattern for a moment. And take a deep breath. And now notice yourself. Notice how everything just got really quiet. But you're conscious. You're present. That's alchemy. And the beautiful thing is, you really can practice. You really can intend to hold that space, to really walk around. And, you know, when we can and do choose to hold the energy and element of love, we create a powerful ripple effect. And how you choose to keep your attention and your focus is what you're going to experience. So if you're looking at this month like, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen? You're creating a wobble in your space. And the amazing thing is I teach people that no matter what's going on out there, you can still walk in peace and love and balance. And that's where the choices are. That's where that what else is possible space is. And it is available. So take a deep breath. Hmm. How's that feel for you, Anna?
Well, it feels good. Everything's kind of watering. My eyes are watering. My nose is running.
Lovely release.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. We didn't really announce callers, but I want to invite if there's anyone who would like to share, comment, ask a question, raise your hand.
All quiet.
How was my Q&A today? I had a couple of questions come in, but most of all, people were quiet. It was a great energy, though. Yeah, I'm feeling that quiet right now. And you know, when I was first learning about getting quiet, it didn't feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing this exercise through the Master Key book, and it was just sits completely still. And I was surprised at how that felt. And it went, I noticed that, wow, I don't just sit still very often. But with some practice, it felt pretty good. Here comes a yawn.
I think that's the one thing that many of us have to adjust to in this is you are still. And I call it the slowing down to speed up, because in that still time and in that time that you take for yourself and mm-hmm. you connect with who you truly are, it's so much more empowering and so much more fulfilling, and it just allows you to be more open so that, you know, we talk about resistance, and that resistance is constricting. I think of it as constricting, where when we quiet ourselves and we be still, even for, I mean, I think it's 5 minutes, you know, just allow yourself to expand. And it's really expanding into that space that you are. And it, I'm not talking about the human body. It's the bigger part of you. And
mm-hmm.
I think it's more allowing that bigger part of you to, I don't want to say encompass your whole body because it does, but you know what I'm saying, like allow
mm-hmm.
it to really take over who you are here in the physical and have that true blending. And I believe that that is where many people, as we're waking up, and especially if you're listening to the show right now, whether you're listening live or you're listening recorded, if you've been attracted to this information, it's that shifting and all that you're waking up to. And there's a constant wake up. There's always going to be an expansion and always going to be a growth. I feel like now that more people on this planet are becoming more aware, and I think that's a lot of this energy that's going on too, because people are waking up to, this doesn't feel good anymore.
Yeah.
And I want to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a consciousness, even we talk in the past, you know, we've talked about tribal mentality, so that, you know, as the whole, as all the planet, as humans as a whole, we create with this collective consciousness. Well, imagine that whole collective consciousness all of a sudden waking up and going, wait, this doesn't feel so good, and I want to feel good.
Yeah.
It's like, ah, there we go. And taking those steps, you know, to have that, because it is about waking up, and it's about expansion and growth, and it's which way are we going to expand and grow. I personally feel like we're heading towards a much more beautiful place. Now, we create our beauty and our reality and everything here in the now, and I still feel the more of that we bring in, and that's why I love doing these shows, because if we can raise the vibration, we can raise our vibration, and we can help others raise their vibration, that just gets passed forward to whoever, wherever you're at this moment, that extends out to whoever's around you. So to me, that's a beautiful thing. It's that, you know, I'm going to go tell these two friends, and they're going to tell, you know, it's that domino effect.
Yeah,
to think
it
of us as raising that vibration and raising the vibration of the planet. I mean, that's really, I can't control what's going on out there in the news and all of that stuff, but what I do have control over is my energy and my vibration. And that's why now when it doesn't feel good, I question it. I don't
mm-hmm.
really need to know the why. And like tonight, mm-hmm. it was so funny because I kept questioning, why do I feel like I have this like I've been sucker punched in my third chakra. Why do I feel like that? And it hasn't been a lot. It was just like 2 days, and I thought, and then I wasn't even aware of the answer. And then when you said something about people, I was like, yes, now I know, because this intense thing had been happening within my family and my extended family, that even though I'm not that close to it, or I'm not being pulled in by the emotion of that, I am definitely connected with my sister and my extended family. And so that energy just vibrates. I allowed it to come in. And that's, yeah, very cool. Mm-hmm. And just having that aha, I was like, wow. I didn't necessarily have to know where it came from, but when you said that immediately, that's what came up. I was like, wow. And
yeah,
now I allow myself to, actually when we did the exercise, it was like, yeah, okay, I'm taking that energy and I am sending back everybody else's energy. I'm keeping my own and allowing whatever, the neutral stuff, to just dissipate and go back. And there we go.
And when you hold yourself in your space as the you that you are, the divine spark, the big energy being, and we all are big beings, and we hold that balance, that ease, that happy, the gratitude, we hold the energy of, well, in level one of Master and Alchemy, we talk about the seven living words are happy and present, or a couple of them, and we hold that, one person really does make a difference. That ripple effect, you're sending that vibration out. And you bring up such an amazing point. The more we begin to realize, oh, I have choice in how I feel and choose to change what you're feeling, or just simply, you know, on any given day I might go, you know, what do I want to experience myself in this day? I want to be creative. I want to be in that flow. When you do take on an emotion that doesn't feel in the higher vibration, wow, you'll notice pretty fast, this doesn't feel comfortable. I don't really want to feel this. And you'll realize, you know, we walked around with tension in our bodies for a long time and didn't have, well, we just didn't have the thought, oh, I can change this. We just walked around like that. I did. I don't know about you, but I did.
I think a lot of us did. And we were just, and now I just find it really interesting that even being aware of, I think I had a really extreme headache one night that I would say borderline on. I've never had anything called a migraine, but if this was it, this was something that I didn't really want to have. And why is it happening? You know, it's like, what is going on? Like, there was just so much, and, you know, going on with my head. And I thought, how interesting that all of this stuff is coming up. And that's what I felt like. It's like these things, whatever it is that's coming up and I need to release, is coming up, and, you know, it's coming out of my head. It's coming out of my head, and it's like this. I couldn't even open my eyes at some point. I had to go lay down. But it was like something I'd never experienced before. But even these other little things that I'm so conscious of my not feeling good.
Yes.
That immediately I want to shift my energy. And I know it's only going to require an energy shift. And I think that, to me, that's an important lesson. It's like I don't have to go take an aspirin or I might use a modality like EFT or something like that, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Checking in with my grounding cord, that has helped immensely with if there was any type of overwhelm. This is kind of a thing that was going on through all this with this, not necessarily this week, but in the past, just any kind of emotion that would come up. And not saying that I'm trying to squelch my emotion at all, but there have been times when things have come up and I'm like, what's going on? Like, there's no reason for me to be sad right now. Let's take that for an example. But it was really interesting because I acknowledged it and I said, you know, I know that this is stuff that is coming up from, you know, on a cellular level, and things are happening.
Yep.
I mean, I'm standing.
Exactly.
I remember standing. I was standing in my daughter's room, and I had this overwhelming sense of sadness. And I thought, And usually people get sad and they dive into the story and they dive in to want to know, where's that sadness? I want to look at it, whatever. But I acknowledged it and I said, I know I'm releasing this. And so at that point, I think it was the middle of the afternoon, I checked in with my grounding cord and just said, I'm allowing whatever this is to I'm letting go of it and I'm allowing it to go down and go get neutralized and just doing this whole thing. And it was immediate, like the total immediate feeling of course, for me, it was like, I was grateful that it was gone.
Awesome.
But I was like, wow, that was really cool. So there are lots of instances where all of these, you know, all these tools that, not just the alchemy tools, but, you know, the acupressure tools and the EFT tools and any of these other little things that I have used in the process of relieving some sort of pressure or some sort of what I felt like was a low vibrational type of thing, it's I don't want to stay there any longer than I have to. So allow myself to feel it, acknowledge it, and I give myself permission to let it go.
There you
and
go.
Really
excellent, Jan. Excellent, Anna.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you start really understanding that this is energy and you are this vessel that contains this energy, and I love how I've decided that. I mean, that was really part of my discussion today in this marketing and business class, and we're talking about energy. I said everything is energy. So when you talk about anything that, you know, we were talking about money exchanges and what that looks like, and money is just a form of energy, and we're talking about all of that, and I love how I can bring this into an everyday, what I consider an everyday marketing class.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can combine, you know, alchemy and Reiki and all these other modalities, and you're teaching marketing or you're teaching, you know, a craft or you're teaching something and you're bringing all that in, to me, that's when it's even more powerful than ever before. But it feels exhilarating to be able to check in with these tools, use these tools to shift how you feel on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we get on here and we're this is about raising our vibration on these shows. This is what this is about. And
yep.
I know for you and I, Pam, it's like, yeah, we look forward. And sometimes we're like, man, we can't get on the air. Oh, no, we can't. So we'll record it. And that's great. But doing these things live and raising the vibration, it feels really good. So when
I
you
love
are
doing
in a place,
it live.
Yeah. It's like, and when you get to a place where it doesn't feel good, immediately you're just like, I want to shift this. And and so whatever needs to happen to shift, and the first thing, whatever that first thing that comes up for me, and I'll use the tool, whatever tool comes up at first in my thinking in my head, I feel it's like, go, let's do this thing, and allow it to do its, just, I was joking around on my other show, so it's faith, trust, and pixie dust, you know, that you really have this trust and faith in yourself that you're going to allow these things, you allow it. You make the choice. You've got to make the decision that you want to change it. Otherwise, you stay in it. That's really it. Your choice is, I stay in this, continue to have the low vibrational stuff go on, or I know I can find a better feeling place. I'm gonna take the steps that I need to take to shift it.
There you go.
So.
Yep. Excellent. Nice.
Good stuff.
Ah, very good. Let's take a breath, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So use those tools. I'm hoping, would love to hear back from any of you. Anyone want to shoot me an email, contact me from my website at pamrennie.com. I want to hear your experience. I've seen and hear experiences every day about how amazing these tools are, so try them for yourself.
Yeah, and play, you know, play with it. That's what my thing is. Like, if I met you when I met you, I mean, it's so funny when we tell our story because everything just so lined up the way it needed to line up, and that was great. And I did take your intensive weekend class, which was beautiful and amazing. And it's like if I had not was able to do the classes, but got some information from you, yes, I would test out all of these tools, because that's just me. It's like,
well, we wouldn't even be having this conversation, probably.
We probably wouldn't.
So,
yeah.
And speaking of that, If you are local in the Atlanta area, our next workshop, and we're doing a one-day intensive, is going to be Saturday the 26th of this month. I'd love to see you there. And I've got two webinar options. I just this week finished the Alchemy of Prosperity. I think this was my favorite one so far. It was really amazing, and it's now an automated class that's still available because prosperity is a big deal. That's under classes on my website, and my next live webinar is going to begin on Tuesday the 22nd of this month, Earth Day. So check that out at pamrennie.com. And Anna, you've got cool things on your site.
I do. Just all kinds of, again, stuff's happening. But lifegetsbetterandbetter.com, I do have a, on the contacts page, there is 7 days of play, which is a little mini coaching course about shifting your words. I'm all about words. You'll notice when I talk, I say not well and not easy instead of things like sick and hard. So changing your words can change your vibration as well. There's a lot
Absolutely.
Of that going on. I'll be adding some things to that. I'm kind of a funny person where as things happen, I want to put stuff up there, but it's I've really been just enjoying my playing and enjoying my family, and I kind of turned into the year with all these things of I've got to do this. I've been doing some behind the scenes private webinars for some groups, and of course my own little workshops, which has been nice. If you're local in the Atlanta area, certainly there's, if you get on our list, you know, certainly we'll tell you what's going on locally, and then these groups, being able to help these groups with their marketing and stuff has just been a dream for me. I mean, that's really where I want to head, so that's really kind of cool that I was asked to do these webinars. And, you know, I'm just kind of doing my own thing. So, yeah, and you can certainly, you know, on the lifegetsbetterandbetter.com website, which is my website, there's, again, the contact page. Feel free to contact me. Contact Pam. Join us on these shows live. I want to shout out to you folks who are listening in, and whether you're listening through, you've called in and you're listening in, or you're in our chat, thank you so much for sharing your energy with us tonight. But, yeah, that's our hour there, Pam. Just been
all right,
chatting it up. Yeah. So, what else? Yeah, the
what else is possible?
The recording, the grounding tool is on universalenergyradio.com. If you want to go listen to that, and then I will find the road tool. If not, go to pamrennie.com, and she's got energy tools, and you can listen to those tools. And they're very powerful tools. They're very powerful tools. When you realize that you are a very powerful being here on this planet, and you can use these
That's
tools
right.
to shift your energy. Fabulous. So, yeah, and all of Pam's information about her classes and what's going on are up there. I'm going to be beefing up and doing some more stuff in Atlanta I'm actually doing some stuff with the Higher Brain Living Center, and in May of, that's next month, woo, the end of next month, the Awakened Spirit Expo is here in Atlanta. So if you're calling locally here in Atlanta, and that's a whole weekend event at the Cobb Galleria. If you're out of town and want to come, ever wanted to see the city of Atlanta too, it's a great time to come and hang out with us at the Awakened Spirit Expo. So I'll be milling about over there during that whole event. So that's going to be a lot of fun. But, yeah, and I appreciate you, Pam, getting on Universal Energy Radio and talking it up like you do with me. And it is. It's a lot of fun. And I feel so blessed. I feel so blessed to be able to do that. All right, folks, we appreciate you tuning in. And again, PamRennie.com is Pam's website. Go check out what she's got going on. And if you're on Facebook, like us on Facebook, Universal Energy Radio. Oh, Facebook.com/Universal Energy Radio. You are infinitely loved and appreciated.
Many blessings.
What else is possible?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We'll talk to you all soon. Have a good
weekend.
Take care. Bye.
Bye, everybody.